Welcome to another edition of From the Newsroom, reporters and editors from the Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and offer insights into stories they're working on. I'm Dave Nordman, assistant managing editor. We're joined today by Bill Ballew, our Red Sox beat writer. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Bill, you've got an interesting story in the Sunday Telegram, your baseball notes column. Explain the story.
Well, as interesting it pays to read the footnotes. I read Tom Yawkey's biography by Bill Nowlan. I read footnotes, and he had extensive footnotes in the back, and I stumbled across one of them that said that the only other person that anyone knew about who had offered to buy the Red Sox before Tom Yawkey did was Winfield A. Schuster. I grew up knowing Win Schuster. He's from East Douglas, Massachusetts, about 5 miles from my house. And so I did some research on that, and indeed, in 1932, he offered Bob Quinn, who was the owner of the Red Sox, he offered to buy the Red Sox, and Bob Quinn's asking price was $1.2 million. And Schuster said, no, that's too much. And 6 months later, Tom Yawkey bought the Red Sox for $1.2 million. And in 2002, his heirs, the Yawkey Trust, sold the team to John Henry for $700 million, and it's now valued at $2.1 billion. So in 1932, perhaps $1.2 million was too much, but I suspect that Schuster and his family wished that he had made the deal back then.
And just to back up, so Tom Yawkey bought the Red Sox in 1932.
32.
And it could have been a Central Mass guy who had owned the team, and who knows where we go from there.
Yeah, and it's interesting, looking through the history of the Red Sox ownership, Win Schuster would have been only the second New Englander to own the team. The only New Englander who have owned the Red Sox in 117-year history is John I. Taylor, whose family owned the Boston Globe at the time. And otherwise, and that was about a six-year span of time, so otherwise, for almost their entire history, the Red Sox have been owned by people from outside of New England.
Awesome. Great insight, Bill, and be sure to check out Bill's coverage in the pages of the Telegram and Gazette, the Sunday Telegram, and of course on telegram.com. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.